This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story. This is The Rita Cosby Show.
Lovely Rita, meet a maid. Nothing can come between us. When it gets dark, I tow your heart away. Standing by a parking meter.
And tonight on the Rita Cosby Show, lots of big topics to talk about. I hope you all had a great weekend. And I want to hear your thoughts. If you saw the eclipse in New York City, there wasn't much to see. It was a little hazy and cloudy. But I want to hear your thoughts if you saw it around the country, because there are other people who said that it was amazing. It was beautiful. There's even a case of a crazed woman. This is a wild one in Florida on the interstate, who says that she started shooting random drivers because, quote, God told her via the solar eclipse. You can't make it up. So lots of crazy things happen. And sadly, in New York City, the crime also keeps on coming. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Meantime, some new filings happening in the President Trump judicial arena. In the last few hours, an appeals court, a judge has rejected President Trump's efforts to delay. This is the trial with the New York hush money case, the Stormy Daniels case. And President Trump was saying the judge should be removed. He's also saying there should be a question about the gag order because it's a one-sided gag order. How could that sound fair? It sure doesn't sound fair to me. He also said that he cannot get a fair trial in the state of New York. And a New York appeals court has denied these requests to do a change of venue in the case. So far, the judge is still on the case, this Judge Mershon, even though his daughter has a lot of ties to Democrats and actually has helped raise money for Democrats and done some promotions tied to Democrats, all the way up to President Biden and Gavin Newsom and Adam Schiff and others. So it sure seems like there is an appearance of a conflict of interest here. And because of all of that, you would think that the judge would just play it safe and say, you know what, we will just remove ourselves, that he should just step aside just because the appearance is the standard, not even if there is an actual conflict of interest, just the appearance. And in this case, it sure appears that way, just at least to the naked eye. When you see it, you go, wait a minute, it seems awfully fishy. But boy, they are intent to go after President Trump. 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-9222. And as you're looking at all of this stuff, also, Letitia James, the New York Attorney General, is questioning the $175 million bond by Trump, saying, how is this legitimate? It's coming from a California company. And she's saying she's taking issue with it. She first wasn't even happy. Remember, she wanted $400 million plus. Then the judge changed it and shot it down, luckily. And the appeals judge moved it down to a $175 bond, which is still an enormously high bond. And now she's questioning the integrity of the bond, saying that maybe there's some, maybe it's not legitimate, maybe it's not appropriate. They're still just trying to go after Trump every which way but loose. And then tonight, here's the latest one, guys. Jack Smith, the special counsel, of course, this is on the January 6th case. He has now just sent a filing in the last little bit to the U.S. Supreme Court saying that he does not believe that President Trump is immune from prosecution. And he says that this case that he has, which is an election case, it's the January 6th case, he says it should move immediately without haste. They are all so desperate, I believe, to hurry up and try to get a case against Trump. And they're probably saying, well, maybe this hush money case isn't it. Maybe we need to get a federal case, too. And because the classified documents case seems to be dragging along for different layers there from the legal standpoint, now they're trying to see if they could push the case in the January 6th case. And they're frustrated because the U.S. Supreme Court has delayed it because they're going to take up the issue of whether or not he has presidential immunity. President Trump says he's immune from prosecution, that he should not be charged. The U.S. Supreme Court says it's an interesting issue and they are going to look at it. And it seems like this court, and at least this particular special counsel, doesn't want to hear that. It's like full steam ahead. It's like they are just so desperate to go after President Trump. And this comes as he is leading in so many of the different polls. There's been a whole bunch of polls that have come out just recently, especially in the swing states. And he is doing very well in some of these swing state polls. And you could just tell the Democrats are just trying to figure out, well, where is this going? And trying to figure out, well, God, maybe if we can get a conviction of some sort, maybe it can bring him down. Maybe it can have some sort of impact. Meantime, President Trump is still full steam ahead also with his mission in terms of going after crime. And boy, is there a lot to report. Just in the last few hours, this story came out, and this is absolutely disheartening. A guy who is trying to steal a woman's purse. You've been hearing about all these sucker punches that have been happening across the country. And meanwhile, there was a 68-year-old woman who had her face punched in by some bully, and then he knocked her down a New York City church stairs. Can you imagine? And then he takes her car as she lies in agony and also takes her purse. The 68-year-old parishioner at a church in Queens, there she is. It's early Sunday. She's going to church. He snatches her purse, rode off in her car as she's lying down on the ground in agony. And it happened not in the middle of the night or anything like that. It happened in about 8:20 in the morning. I mean, how horrible is this? 8:20 in the morning, an older parishioner is not even safe. Apparently, there's video of the attack, and it shows the guy stalking the woman as she's walking up to the church. He then suddenly gets in front of her, pushes her down the steps as he stands on the top landing. And then, as she's lying to the ground, he just picks her pockets, steals her purse before bolting off of the purse. And then you see it on videotape, him driving away with the car. Welcome to the new scenario in New York City. And we have politicians sitting there saying it's the perception of crime. I'm sorry. When somebody feels emboldened to do this at 8:20 in the morning to a 68-year-old woman, there is something seriously, seriously wrong with our values. And it also comes as we're hearing about a rowdy mob attacking a man at Randall's Island Migrant Shelter. There's been a lot of these cases at some of these migrant shelters around New York City. And the latest case had four guards also hurt, as a rowdy mob got out of hand. They basically busted out early on Monday after a brawl that injured the guards and left one migrant suffering a stab wound. Five of the men believed to be migrants housed at this tent city are charged with assault. Let's see if they get right back out based on Alvin Bragg's judicial system. And apparently they jumped a 24-year-old victim while he was just eating on his bunk bed. And the guards try to step in, and then they were attacked too. Just like we have seen what happens when the police try to intervene. Remember in Times Square? And speaking of Times Square, the same judge who let some of these folks out of the home, remember that house in the Bronx? Turns out it's the same judge who let the migrants out after they were beating the cops in Times Square. You just cannot make this up. This is really disheartening. And yet politicians continue to say, nothing to see here, no problems here. It's just the perception. It's all in your mind. It's not all in your mind. And Carl Hastie, who is the New York Assembly Speaker, who still, as they are in the middle of budget talks, doesn't appear to be budging yet on the issue of enhancing punishment for those who commit crimes on retailers, like punching them and beating them and attacking them when they try to stop shoplifters, good, hardworking business people and employees. And the governor is trying to enhance some of these sentences and saying there should be more punishment and longer deterrence. But he's saying, no, 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 you know, crime, you don't have to really deter people. You don't have to give them longer prison sentences. It doesn't work. What is he looking at? Well, he surely can't be looking at the crime in his own community because it's up almost 200% rape in his East Bronx district. You can't make it up in his own backyard. Rape is up. Assault is up. All these other crimes are up. And that is why I believe so many people are just fed up and they are looking at President Trump and looking at the issue of law and order and who is going to keep us safe in our communities, who is going to keep us safe at our borders. And meantime, President Trump coming out swinging, saying that it is Biden's border crime. He calls it Biden's border bloodbath. Remember this?
Ours is only going in one direction, and it's going to be very bad now because we have a new form of crime. It's called migrant crime. They're having fistfights with our police officers right in the middle of streets. They're sending prisoners, murderers, drug dealers, mental patients, and terrorists, the worst they have in every country, all over the world. This isn't just in South America. They're coming from the Congo, from Yemen, from Somalia, from Syria. They come from all over the world, China. Many of them are military age, which is a very strange. You don't see very many women coming in, and you see a lot of them coming in. They're about 19 to 25, 26 years old, and especially from China. We have 29,000 over the last few months, 29,000 from China, and they all seem to be perfectly fit for military service, ready for military service. It's crazy. This is country changing. It's country threatening, and it's country wrecking. They have wrecked our country.
And then he said this phrase that's getting a lot of headlines. Take a listen.
The 22-year-old nursing student in Georgia who was barbarically murdered by an illegal alien animal. The Democrats say, please don't call them animals. They're humans. I said, no, they're not humans. They're not humans. They're animals. And Nancy Pelosi told me that. She said, please don't use the word animal, sir, when you're talking about these people. I said, I'll use the word animal because that's what they are.
That's what they are, he says. And yet they're discussing whether they should be called animals, whether they should be called even criminals, whether they should be called illegals. Remember, President Biden was taking issue with the word illegal. He even apologized to the killer, essentially, of Lake and Riley. That's that nursing student that President Trump was just referring to. They're playing semantics. And he is just saying, listen, we have to do something. What do you call the person who was starting this fight at the big migrant shelter recently, where now they were also beating up on cops? I call them animals. I'm sorry. You start beating up on cops, whether it's in Times Square or in a migrant shelter, I'd say that's an animal. Also, this one, I don't even know if he's a migrant or not, but this case of this guy who's a mugger who punched this parishioner down the steps, a 68-year-old parishioner down the steps of a New York church. This is in Queens, New York, at 8:20 in the morning on Sunday. How shameful is that? I'd call that person an animal. I don't even know if they're a migrant or not. It doesn't matter. They're a bad person. They're an animal. I mean, this is what it's become. And then we have these politicians that are even debating whether or not there should be enhanced sentences or even just the sentences that are on the books enforced. And you have the same judge who allowed those guys that were squatting. Remember that Venezuelan gang that had drugs and guns all in their home? and it was located right across the street from an elementary school. And it turns out a lot of those guys were repeat offenders over and over and over again. One of them for attempted murder, and he was still out. And it turns out it was the same judge who was involved with letting the guys who were beating the cops in Times Square go. You just can't make it up. They clearly do not get it. And they make the same mistakes over and over and over again. And yet these people are still out on the streets. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. And I'll take your calls when we come back.
The Rita Cosby Show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
It's the Rita Cosby Show.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart and I need you now.
Heart, which is appropriate. Wait, I think it's coming up right here soon, right? It is a perfect song. Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler. Certainly everybody watching the eclipse. Maybe that explains all the craziness that has been happening with crime and so forth. Boy, is it a time for law and order. Also, a case, this is really scary, of in New Jersey that we're hearing of two Galloway Township Police Department officers sent to a residence. And apparently a woman says that her son has a knife, and then suddenly the son comes out of nowhere and lunges at one of the officers, and the officer was then stabbed with this pocket knife as he was trying to tell the guy to stop the lunging. They were wrestling apparently for a couple minutes. The officer taken to a hospital where he underwent surgery. Just shows how tough it is to be a cop.
Rita Cosby is on. The Rita Cosby Show presents Back the Blue.
And this Back the Blue segment is sponsored by GoyaCares.com because you are a precious gift from God. And this is a very powerful story coming from Springboro, Ohio, where a police officer was presented one of North America's highest civilian honors, the Carnegie Medal for Heroism.
Officer Heath Martin was recognized for saving the life of a man who was paralyzed from the waist down, who was trapped in his burning home this past year. The resident was asleep in the rear of his bedroom of his one-story Springboro home when the fire broke out. He awakened and called 911 and got down on the bedroom floor as flames were spreading fast. Martin was on patrol and he responded to the call. He entered the house through the garage. He called out for the resident in the back bedroom. Martin then ran 25 feet down a long hallway to reach the resident, threw open the door to the bedroom with thick black smoke that made it very difficult for him to breathe. He heard the resident, but told him that he could not reach him. He then retreated to the front door of the home. He opened it for arriving firefighters. Then he returned to the bedroom and was forced to crawl on his knees to reach the resident. Surrounded by flames, Officer Martin picked him up in a bear hug and he began to exit the burning room. He then tripped and they both fell. Martin held the resident under his arms and he dragged him to the front door. The resident sustained second-degree burns, while Martin suffered minor burns and smoke inhalation. The resident said he knew he was lucky to be alive, and if it was not for Officer Martin being there, he would not have survived. The citation honoring the officer says, quote, by acting selflessly towards others and sacrificing his safety in behalf of a human being in deadly peril, Martin did much more than save a life. He also provides a shining example for all of us in law enforcement to improve our lives by acting more selflessly towards others. And Martin, in very humble fashion, when he got the medal, and it was a citation and a medal, he said, quote, I was just doing my job. There are a lot of people who are more worthy than me to receive this award. And bravo to him. And of course, all of our heroic men and women in blue. What a dangerous situation. And the fact that he went back into the home and continued to save that man is a testament to all of our great men and women in law enforcement. Well, boy, we need law enforcement more than ever with all the issues of crimes that are going on in our city streets. We just talked about this horrible case of what's happening in New York, where this woman was beat up again, 8:20 in the morning, pushed downstairs. And then the mugger just went down and he robbed her. And then he took her car keys and drove off in her vehicle. It's an unbelievable story of the callousness and the brutality that's happening every single day. We've also talked about the migrants and the drugs and the guns that were found in that home. And now also another beatdown that took place at a migrant shelter, the Randall's Island shelter. Lots of crimes happening over and over again. And yet, if you listen to our politicians, they say, oh, what crime? They seem to be much more focused on going after Trump on a hush money case than dealing with what is very much a violent crime trend that's happening in this country. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Jacqueline. Jacqueline, your thoughts about all this.
Hi, Rita. You know, with regard to crime and violence, not only in New York City, but also in Washington, D.C., and many other states throughout the country, and also around the world, there seems to be a direct correlation between having lack of regard for human life, regardless of what age, no matter how old, or even the youngest, extreme youngest of the very, very, very young. And I was told that there's a specific word for the extreme youngest that I wasn't permitted to use in making this statement. But I think we all really need to give it some thought. If people feel free and have no regard for human life, it doesn't matter what age that human life is. And I think there's I'm not the only one that says that. There's statistical data that shows that there seems to be a direct correlation between those areas of the highest levels of violent crime and disregard for humanity for one another.
Well, Jacqueline, let's get back to the issue of crime, first of all, okay? Because in this case, what do you make of the fact that so many of our liberal politicians are sitting here and they're just saying, what crime? I mean, we hear it from New York where they say the perception of crime over the weekend. Pete Buttigieg, you know, the transportation secretary, he was going out and said, oh, I have no problem. DC crime is fine. I go out and walk my dog. I do this. I'm thinking, yeah, right. There is so much crime, so much random crime. And they want us to believe it's not there. I brought up Carl Hasty earlier. I know you know who he is in New York. Mm-hmm. You know, the New York Assembly Speaker, right? Here he is, his own district. The numbers, rapists skyrocketed 175%. Felony assault soared 18%. Robbery climbed 6%. Grand larceny, 70%. I mean, it's like these people, and he still says, no, there doesn't need to be any punishment. I mean, it is obscene. What is going on with these people? When are they going to wake up and realize this, like, you know, criminal justice experiment isn't working, Jacqueline?
I think they believe they know what's going on. It's just, as I always say, when their mouth is moving, they're lying. They simply continue to say whatever feeds their agenda. They focus on what is important to them to accomplish their goals, and they don't give a darn about anyone except themselves, the power that they have, and the money that they can pocket. That's all they care about. They should tell all of that perception garbage to all the countless people that have been violently attacked and injured and murdered. Senselessly.
Yeah, I agree. And the thing is, we're hearing, like, this is interesting. I was seeing tonight that in L.A., there are a couple of mayors that are actually considering, like, it's some big move. But I guess it is for some of these folks who won't even concede that there needs to be any changes, that several liberal California mayors are backing a ballot measure that could lock up repeat retail thieves. You would think that that would be, yeah, obviously, let's lock up the repeat retail thieves. But for some reason, it's a big move. And apparently there is a new ballot proposal that it looks like California voters are finally going to get the opportunity to change a controversial law. It's the first time in 10 years. It has taken that long for them to even have a wake-up call, and it's not unanimous. Because Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom opposes the proposal, saying the system is sufficiently tough on crime. I'd like to know what world is he looking at? And same with Carl Hasty. I mean, this, what are they looking at? Look at your own backyard. Look at your own numbers, both of you. And the facts clearly prove otherwise. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Steve. Steve, your thoughts.
I bet I'm talking for tens of millions of people who have never voiced this, but I'm having a little bit of schadenfreude at the moment. I am so frustrated with the total composite picture of what has happened to the Democratic Party, which I probably grew up in, that now I want to teach the opposition, I've been silent about it, I want to teach them a lesson they will never forget. And I think that even if their machinations succeed with all of these lawsuits against Trump, they have managed to convert him, into my mind, to being an underdog and a victim, which he wasn't in earlier times when he first applied to be a politician, run for office. But now that they've gone down this road, they've managed to change cause and effect into effect and cause for me. And I would vote for him. I would convert his jail cell in a prison into the White House and send him a new presidential desk. And I think that that would serve to demonstrate that they are not going to have a totalitarian effect over the likes of me and others of your many listeners by the millions. I think that factor hasn't been realized by the fools of the Democratic extreme left. But they're going to be waking up now to it in the months to come to the election. Their biggest schemes, the best laid plans of mice and men, gang after Glee, and I think that they are going to be suffering the consequences of it.
Yeah, I think people are fed up, and it's not even, it's not, as you're so eloquently saying, it's not a Republican or Democratic issue. It's an American safety issue. I mean, we all see it with our own two eyes. We all see what's happening with the border with our own two eyes. And yet they want us to believe, oh, nothing to see there. And Biden could change it in a moment, just like a number of these other Democrats could change the crime circumstance in a moment. He could change the border in a moment. He could just issue an executive order. He did executive orders to get rid of what Trump had on the books. It was like he bragged about it. Mayorkas bragged about it. And yet they want us to just kind of ignore it over and over and over again and act like it's not happening. And yet we see the pictures for ourselves. We see the images. We see the headlines here with the crimes for ourselves. There are so many of these random violent crimes that are happening over and over again, whether it's to everyday citizens or to law enforcement. And people are just getting fed up. And people are saying, you know what? Just like you said, the pylon against Trump is so unbelievably apparent. It's so transparent that you can't ignore it. And yet they're serious. It's like Rome is burning and they're focused on Trump. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Al.
Oh, hi, Rita. Rita, like you rightly pointed out, Donald Trump's doing really well in the battleground states. He's ahead in most polls. His message is resonating with Americans throughout the nation. And Team Biden is petrified because they know that Robert Kennedy, they're going to do anything they can to get him out of the race, contest his petitions, because they know with him in the mix, and even Robert Kennedy's youngest sister recently came out, Rory, that said that if her brother stays in the race, she believes that Joe Biden will lose. And I couldn't agree more. So I hope that Bobby Kennedy stays in the race and helps Donald Trump get over the top.
Yeah. By the way, do you know, Al, that they still have not even given RFK that Biden has denied Secret Service protection for RFK? Isn't that disgusting?
It is disgusting. It's terrible.
I mean, look at the history of the Kennedy family. Obviously, what happened to his father, what happened to his uncle. And yet they won't even. And he's had like intruders in his home and they still are denying Secret Service. To me, it's so undemocratic, kicking him off ballots. And just like you said, they know. And if you look at the polls, he is definitely taking a lot more ahead away from Biden than he is from Trump. Some Trump voters, but mostly Biden voters. And Biden is like doing anything he can to, like, you know, he's buying the student loans, you know, trying to forgive the debts, trying to get, I can do that. Throwing Israel under the bus. It's like he is willing to do anything to win, all at the expense, I think, of our country, which is a very sad, sad testament. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. And we'll continue with your calls after the break.
It's the Rita Cosby Show. This is the Rita Cosby Show.
Coming up on the Rita Cosby Show, we'll talk about the eclipse. Did any of you see anything wild or interesting in New York? There was a lot of cloud cover. I put my glasses on and saw darkness and saw a little sliver. You know, it was, you know, like an 80, I think it was 89% here in New York City. But still, I'd love to hear your stories of what you saw. And also, this is absolutely, to me, just disgusting. This protester, pro-Palestinian protester, they have an event in Dearborn, Michigan. And what is he doing? He is shouting death to America as the crowd is cheering him on and talking about what a horrible, disgusting country America is. And here he is on U.S. soil making those comments. To me, it is absolutely disgusting, and it's absolutely shocking. Let's go to Sandra on line five. Sandra, your thoughts about everything. Go ahead, Sandra.
Okay. Well, I was going to talk about the $175 million bond that you mentioned when you started your show. So it was filed by Letitia James as a notice of exception. And the company is called Knight Specialty Insurance Company. And, you know, she wanted to know if this company, which is out of state, can underwrite if it has the money. So I looked at further, and it gets an A-plus rating. And they also said here that the bond, this New York State, you know, it won't authorize it because I'm saying this all wrong. Let me say it different. I just found out yesterday, 4 days ago, in a court filing, they revealed that it doesn't have the liquid assets that meet the needs for the bond. It only has like $138 million when you need $175 million. Now, Don Hankey, he's the head of the company. He said the bond was fully collateralized with cash from Donald Trump's company. So what I'm saying here is she's looking for something to find wrong. And I don't know. I mean, I know that Donald Trump, he just earned $50.5 million just in one night. So money is not an issue. But she's looking for something wrong. And this company, I don't know. I'm just telling you what I found, that they said it doesn't have enough surplus to cover the 175. That's all I wanted to share.
By the way, I saw that, and then I saw somewhere that the guy himself may have put up some of the money too as well, or like vouch for it for Trump. So like I've seen sort of a combination. What's interesting, Sandra, is that it's like, you know, give me a break. I mean, it's like, you know, like okay, he puts up the money, then she's looking into this. Now she's looking at, you know, it's like, it's the fact that like she just will never rest until she can find out some way to sort of get Trump like she campaigned on, like some of these others. It's like every which way but loose. Even Jack Smith, to his testament tonight, doing this filing, saying, oh, there's no presidential immunity. Like, hurry up, Supreme Court, because I can't wait to get my case in. This is not the way justice is supposed to run. You're supposed to let that go through the courts, let the defendant have his due process. By rushing it, it's not giving him due process. And even in the hush money case, remember, there were like 30,000 documents that were just newly discovered in the case. Many of them potentially could be even exonerating him. And they gave him like a few weeks to read 30,000 pages of documents. I mean, that's not the way justice. They were withholding it for like apparently over a year, hadn't handed over. And what a surprise. It's an election year. And now suddenly it's like, all right, we got to hurry up, and we got to do it before November. We got to do it like in the next few months so we can try to get it in and we can use it in a campaign season. If they really thought these were legitimate cases, A, first of all, the federal government would have done it. They passed on it. DOJ passed on it. Then also the local New York DA, the original one, Cy Vance, passed on it. Even Bragg passed on it at first and then suddenly revisited it. I mean, it looks so fishy and the timing looks so bad. And they're just like trying to find anything or look into anything that they can to see if there's a problem. Like, oh, we got to find out something here. We can't just settle on this. Everybody sort of wants a piece of Trump. And I think they all want to be the first ones to kind of claim it. Let's go to Norm. Norm, your thoughts.
Hey, Rita. First thing, let me congratulate you for your South Carolina Gamecocks are an NCAA champions.
Undefeated. Woo! The girls are undefeated. It was, and by the way, you know, beating Caitlin Clark on the other end, who had an amazing game, by the way.
Yes.
But yeah, I was so proud. Thank you very much. They played.
You're
they're
welcome.
Undefeated.
I mean, look, I don't have a dog in that fight, but I knew you would be happy, and I rooted for them for Rita Cosby, to be honest with you.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. And real quick, by the way, your thoughts on Trump?
New York Democrats are on the highway to hell. Whatever that they're doing is destroying themselves. And I don't think that they're going to be successful. And look, they need Trump. On a certain level, they need Trump because they want to have an election. So if they want to stop him from being from running, then we're not going to have an election. And that will further destroy and erode themselves.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. And you're right. It's like they want Trump to push around. They're certainly using him every which way they can on the campaign trail. And they're all trying to get some sort of conviction before Election Day. That's clear.